Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Artificial intelligence is rapidly transforming industries across Australia and worldwide, injecting innovation into everything from finance to healthcare. But as AI capabilities accelerate, so do serious questions about security, especially when we're running those workloads on platforms like Kubernetes. Today we're breaking down what a zero-trust security model means for AI in Kubernetes, why it matters now more than ever, and how organizations can put it into practice. First up, let's talk about why AI security is suddenly top of mind for so many companies. As businesses rush to deploy AI, they're running into a growing threat landscape. There's more data, more users, and more interfaces being exposed than ever before. Traditional security measures just can't keep up, especially as risks like credential leaks, exposed endpoints, and unrestricted network traffic multiply. When you're dealing with sensitive training data or powerful APIs, even a small oversight could become national news or the target of ransomware. Let's look at a few key concerns I've seen crop up in real Aussie deployments over the past year. First and foremost is the risk of sensitive data exposure, whether it's customer records, proprietary algorithms, or healthcare information. Breaches can cost millions and invite legal trouble. Next is the issue of unrestricted network traffic. AI apps often send data all over the shop, crossing insecure internal networks and creating gaps for internal attacks. And lastly, we see inadequate ingress controls, like APIs being accessible to anyone with a browser, leaving systems open to unauthorized access and exploitation. So, what can you do to lock down your AI workloads on Kubernetes and fend off these risks? The answer lies in a zero-trust security model, a proven framework that assumes no user, device, or workload is trustworthy by default, no matter where they sit on your network. Within this model, every request for access is fully authenticated, authorized, and encrypted, keeping attackers at bay and ensuring your sensitive data never goes walkabout. This isn't just theory, either. Here's how you can implement zero trust for AI on Kubernetes. First up, enforce strict network policies using Kubernetes, baked in controls so you can tightly govern both ingress and egress traffic. That means only the workloads and services that really need to talk to each other are able to connect, cutting off unnecessary paths that attackers love. Next, leverage transport layer security, better known as TLS, to encrypt all data transmissions, both within your Kubernetes cluster and with external endpoints. This ensures that even if someone intercepts traffic, what they see is nothing but scrambled noise rather than sensitive data or secrets. Network address translation, or NAT, is another vital strategy, especially if your workloads are interacting with the wider internet. With NAT, you manage external communications in a controlled way, reducing your cluster's direct exposure and providing an extra layer against unwanted visitors. But even with strong network policies, it's crucial to have visibility over what's happening inside your environment. That's where observability tools like OpenTelemetry come in. You can identify strange behaviors or anomalies in real time, heading off attacks before they escalate. Another biggie is the principle of least privilege. Make sure each part of your AI stack, from the data layer to the inference engine, only gets the permissions it absolutely needs. The less unnecessary access, the smaller your attack surface, and the lower your risk. Regular security audits and compliance checks are non-negotiable these days, especially as regulations in Australia and abroad get tougher. Audit your Kubernetes setup often, and don't just rely on a yearly tick box. Ongoing scrutiny is the only way to unearth vulnerabilities as your environment evolves. Beyond technical controls, we're also seeing new external challenges pop up, and they have a direct impact on AI deployments. A current hot topic is the changing regulatory landscape, such as the FCC's moves in the United States regarding local pass-through fees for ISPs. Changes like these might see telcos bumping up costs with less oversight, making it harder for organizations to predict their network expenses or maintain cost clarity. For AI workloads that are heavily network-dependent, any loss of transparency in ISP billing could eat into your margins or disrupt your business plans. That means it's more important than ever to engage closely with your providers, demand billing transparency, and make sure your infrastructure budget can absorb sudden bumps in costs. In summary, applying a zero-trust security model gives you the building blocks to protect your AI workloads today and helps you future-proof against tomorrow's threats, whether they're technical or regulatory. Don't forget, strong network policies, encrypted traffic, minimal privilege, and real-time observability should be at the heart of any modern AI deployment on Kubernetes. And with the regulatory landscape shifting, keeping your eye on both technology and compliance is essential for long-term success. The pace of AI innovation will only accelerate, and organizations that dedicate resources to robust security will be best placed to harness all the rewards without falling victim to avoidable risks. My advice? Start with a thorough security assessment today, map out your risks, and implement zero-trust strategies before you scale your AI operations even further. As always, I'll keep you updated on regulations, best practices, and new tools for securing AI on Kubernetes, right here on Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.